Welcome to my podcast. It's been a while. A few weeks. I'm having a beer. First one I've had in a while, so I'm going to share it with all of you. Don't intend on drinking. I know this thing going around kind of has a knack for taking out drinkers. I was never much of a drinker, to be honest with you. I'm sitting here at my desk. It's the first time I've been able to really do it in a month, being as hurt as I am, and I'm ready to get back to work this week. Nowhere near healthy enough to feel that way, I should tell you. I've still have some muscles pulled, some crack ribs, things like that, but you know, I'm an essential worker, and what we do is not for pay, it's not for gratification, it's not for fame. I have fame for my writing, I have fame from other things I've done, but my job, man, this is what I know I was put here to do. Do you have that in your life? Do you have something? It doesn't even have to be a job. It's a passion, some sense of purpose. Right now, we need that purpose. And I just want to get into that whole sense of purpose for people. What is your purpose here? Is it showing people who they really are? We're living in rough times, my friends. And it appears they're going to get a lot rougher. Showing people for who they really are. Showing them for what their belief systems are, what their belief structures are, what their whole sense of their self-reality and perpetuated norms that they've lived with their whole life, and what the reality we're living in is, which is very hard for all of us to adjust, no matter who you are. Some of us a lot worse than others. Some people are stepping up and giving back and helping others. Others really aren't. I'm sort of reminded with all of this pandemic, all these lives lost, the sense that some people are saying, you know, hey, some people are just going to have to say adios, and I can't even say that. I can't even say that. You know, I'm a person that's lost a lot of people, not just clients, patients, and people. I've lost people that are my dad, my older brother, my grandmother, many, many people. Watch people die. Been there. You know, I've been there. And it's not fun. So to think that, oh, just, I can't even say the cliche. It's not funny. And at different times, that you could make a joke, but we here in America, it's been a couple of weeks since I did a podcast. And we've lost 70,000 people. Wow. You know, I became a 9/11 ambassador because it happened near my place where I was born in Somerset, Pennsylvania. And at that time, there were 3,000 Americans lost. So I just want to put this out there for all of you, perspective. 3,000 great Americans. I remember that day I came home and my father, who had been, you know, through World War II, Korea, said, this is our Pearl Harbor. This is something that you're going to look back on 50 years and tell your kids, your grandkids, hey, this was our Pearl Harbor. That was 3,000 Americans. Now we're looking at 70,000. So my old man wasn't always right about everything. As much as I like to think he was, he wasn't. We are living in a time right now. There's no t-shirts or commemorative coins or anything on this like there were for 9/11. These people were dying alone on ventilators. Good men, friends and people I grew up listening to that I deeply respected, like men like John Prine. A lot of other people that are just common, everyday people that live their lives, that go to work, that have faith and believe in something greater, and now being buried in some mass grave off of New York. And put that into perspective a little bit. Because what I'm going to tell you all is about being positive. People are having meltdowns. You're seeing it everywhere. You can't control the things that are going on, but you can control the inner fight in your mind. You do have control over whether you live or die. And my friend that was in Auschwitz told me this. You have control over being thankful for every day, for what you find meaningful in life. Going back to me being an essential worker. When I'm not a writer, when I'm not, right now, I'm not giving any writing or autographs, anything right now. When I go to work, I wear two hats. And I always tell my clients, they'll say, oh, you're so-and-so, you know, yeah. You recognize me, that's great, but I'm here right now as me. And no matter where I go at, I'm me. I'm not my ego of some something to make money. I'm not here to push some gimmick, okay? When you pick up one of my books and you open them, that's as real me as you're going to get. It's just as real as you as you're going to get. And I've always gone back to something from Doctor Who. I forget what series it was. Peter Capaldi is the, I'm trying to think, is it the 12th Doctor he was? I don't know. I've watched the show. Certain things have jumped out at me. I've never been like this mega fan or in any show, but certain things I watch and certain things stick with me. And he said something about going back in time. I guess the show was with time travel. Back to Victorian England, and he said, you judge a society on the value it places on the most normal, unimportant life, the least among you. The value you put on that life speaks for a society. And this is the truth, okay? This is the truth we're living in. This is the reality we're living in. This is the idea that nobody in my dad's generation, my grandfather's generation, or anybody before or after has had the concept of. I've had a few weeks to reflect on that ever since I fell and got hurt. I've been having this daily struggle to rehabilitate myself, deal with the pulled muscles in my back, the hematoma in my arm, pulled neck, the cracked ribs, you name it. Just to sit in this chair last night, I was figured I was going to do something like this. And this is the biggest thing because I've made it 8 minutes, 9 minutes, and I'm beyond what I was last night. Every day being these baby steps has given me a perspective along with what I've been dealing with to see the perspective of what we've all been dealing with, how much things have changed in a matter of a few weeks. And I've seen some of the most heroic, passionate, honorable people I've ever met. We've also seen some pretty rotten, disgusting things too, that politicizing life. What value do you place on that life? It was Carl Jung that said something to paraphrase. As we go into the afternoon of life, the values and things that we brought with us in the morning of life will not lead us or be of any value to us in this perspective. And that's what we've kind of dealing with that shift, as my friend Wayne Dyer used to say, that shift of, he called ambition to meaning. I'm going to call right now truth from bullshit. In other words, all these things people have, all these toys, all these very expensive things that they've had to pass the time, all these lies they've told themselves who they are, these artists that believe their own bullshit. They don't mean anything. You can't sell records, you can't make music videos, you can't be a famous rapper talking about how much of a badass you are if you can't respect the doctors, the people that are saving lives right now, and the people that are lost. I've seen that today too. I've always remembered being this dynamic perspective that is the paradigm we come from, so to speak, that as an artist, you see the people that really are artists because they couldn't be anything else. It's like being a doctor. There's people that when they're 2 years old, I'm going to be a doctor when I grow up. There's people that write music when they're young, and they just don't fit anywhere else other than being an artist. Then there's people that want to make money at it. There's people that are wanting to make money at it, go to any length to do it. And right now I'm seeing some disgusting things. Enzo More, I mean you. What this man said today was totally disgusting. I pulled for the guy when so many bad things happened to him. And I saw him mock doctors, nurses, healthcare workers today, people like myself that work in the medical field. And I really have to admit, I was wrong about the guy. Not to point him out because he's really not much in the music world. He's I think the guy was a pro wrestler or something. I like to have a vast, varied group of music I listen to. And I kind of liked a few of his poetic, shall we say, prose, because they didn't really rhyme too well, prose poems. Don't take that as an insult. Take that, Enzo, as a way to course correct, reevaluate. Be the true artist we all know you are. I don't like putting anybody down. Certainly not you. But I call it for what it is. And there's one side of the horse. That's the pretty side. And there's the other side you don't want to be at. You're at the other side of the horse, brother. Then you have these other artists that are wonderful people that are putting on concerts, helping out these doctors, helping out the World Health Organization. Of course, I always call out to the Nelsons. They're my favorite people. Them and the Christoffersons. I wouldn't be the artist I am today or the type of writer I am if I haven't grown up listening to these people. Consider them friends. People like John Legend, people like James Taylor, people like any of them that you've heard on Lucas's channel, and the ones here at Raylan has had in Pittsburgh, okay? My old friend Jen Wirtz from Rusted Root. All these people are true artists. They may not always agree or disagree with them. I want to tell you something. They're all coming from a place of love. And that's all we're really asking of anybody, you know? In these times, and John Lennon called for this many, many years ago, but if we need that 60s love and that vibe that We all need to watch out for each other. Be kind and good and loving to one another. It's right now. This is the time we need that. We don't need big egos. We don't need hearing about any of that. The simple things of love, compassion, and kindness. That's what matters. And we all get wrapped up in stuff, you know. I'm sitting here looking at my fountain pen collection and my roll of top desk here with all my little gadgets and books and the things that occupy my time before this. It's still right now are wonderful. But it's like hiking. You're only as good as what you can carry with you. And above all those things, put love in that bag. So, I'm having a beer for all of you, and I want to raise a toast tonight. All you doctors and nurses out there. You're seeing a lot of people die. A lot of people. And it does something to the soul. I was reading about a female doctor that she just had enough and she took her own life this week. And we have to really think about these people. I'm raising a toast to you because, damn it, you're showing us what heroism is. I never thought I'd see it again after 9/11 when I saw heroic first responders running into a building that was burning, risking and losing their own lives in it. Policemen, firefighters, totally, selflessly going to do their job in an apocalyptic, I'd even describe it. It's been almost 20 years and I can't even describe 9/11. So that affect everybody's life. Right now, we're looking at this, where the doctors and nurses are looking at that times 10, 70,000 times, I'm sorry. Wow. Times 100. Can you comprehend that? I can't. But I work in the health field with clients. I deal with many doctors and nurses. And I'm exposed to the risks of it. I know people work in nursing homes exposed to the risks of it. And some of these big hospitals. So I know a little bit about risk and of all times to be called, I really respect these doctors and nurses right now. So, hey, if I never asked for anybody's autograph, but, you know, some of these doctors and nurses, if you ever come to me with a copy of my book and you want me to autograph it, I want you to autograph it yourself right in there too. Your name right there next to mine, because I will write with my name right on there. I write this. This is my thing going forward. You are my hero. Right there. Underline it and in whatever color you want. Straight out. I feel this way for many reasons. I've got... You know, this isn't like a podcast I've tried to make to... focus on any one topic tonight. I've been like that. Shakespeare wrote his sonnets during the plague. Don't know how he did it, because I really, sitting there, what am I going to write a poem about? Wow. To get my mind off of, you know, songs. Yeah. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm can't escape from the times in which I live, which have been pretty depressing. But there's been good too. You know, I've been talking about this for almost 2 months now, about John Levanko, a good family friend of mine, has the Little John's ATM band, all types of music, and his own polka show. A member of the Broadcaster and Polka Hall of Fame. I'll say this right now because, you know, just between you and me, John's music and mine aren't exactly what I like. I'm not a polka guy. Okay. I've tried to show him what good music is. John, I love John. Polkas are okay. I like them at festivals. Okay, just not something I'm going to be listening to in my car driving down the road. But John went in for heart surgery. And when you listen to him on his polka show, you know that he's had a pretty rough life. But John's a fighter. John's a scrapper. I love that little John is, he's like a brother to me. I love him. And great guy. Good friends of my of the family. More so, I know through friends of the family. But he goes in for this heart surgery, and you know we hear from him. He's doing fine, and then he has it's pneumonia, not COVID related, but that we know of. But he gets pneumonia, and next thing you know, he's on a ventilator, and he's getting dialysis. Not to go into his medical problems. I'm not going to go into all of them, but my God, the past month you couldn't hear from him. And in these circumstances, you can't call him. You can't get any information. You don't know what's going on. His kids can't. And you're worried about the guy being there, not knowing that people care about him, not knowing what's going on. This is in many ways the reality of thousands right now. But with John Nalivenko, it winds up being that I've been asking about him and saying, you know, this is really messed up. And a couple times I get emotional about it and post something and delete it right away because I'm thinking this is not the message I want to send to the world at this point. But got some good news here about John. He's in a step down, not a nursing home, but a step down facility. And should good things go well, we don't know with all this stuff going around what's going to happen. But should things go well, he should be home sometime. He's off the ventilator. He's had, as he said, been through hell. And I actually talked to him on the phone. And I wanted to send a message out to all John's listeners that John cares about all of you. And in his radio show, I hope he can get back to it because that's his love. Doing that radio show, reaching out to all those people out there, that's his life's work, you know. So I wanted to send the word in a way from talking to him that he really thanks you and appreciates all your prayers. Because I've been sitting there saying, you know, and all these people being sick, I'm not putting John out. But here's a guy that I look at. He's always praying about somebody. He's always saying, hey, they're stop at this church. I'm going to pray. He's a good Catholic boy. And of all people to be in that circumstance, I thought, man, God, can't you give somebody a break? I've seen so many people in my life, just good people, not get a break. And this is why we've been hearing all this stuff about John Prine. And in the meantime, thousands of other people in the country going through it. So these are really times that shows you what faith boils down to. I've never been an institutional Christian. Christian or an institutional religious person so much as a person that has read the Bible and gone hiking with it and felt God in a lot of ways, like falling out of this tree this past month. And I got hurt pretty bad, but I could have been a lot worse. I've had a lot of things in my life that make me believe. But to me, the most important thing, it all boils down to love. Love and kindness and compassion to your fellow human being. And if anybody exemplifies those principles, it's John Nalivanko. And I want to thank him for being who he is. And we've all been praying for him. And hopefully soon he'll be back at it. But he was saying, you know, hey, we all got to go out and get something to eat when I get out of here. And I missed this concert. Oh, John, you didn't really miss a whole lot. You didn't miss the Martina McBride concert. Oh, why not? Did they postpone it? No. Why can't we get food? Talk about that when you get out. The world that you left and the world now are very vastly different. So, we'll see how it goes. I want to thank you all for listening, and I want you all to hang in there. I wanted to do something a little more lighthearted. I know I started this, I was inspired to do this podcast by a couple people. Roddy Piper always said, hey, do what you love, man. Do a podcast, and sometimes you might lose it if you say too much. Because we know what happened to him. Second of all, my friend, the Unusual Buddha, man, he's got one. You got to check that guy's podcast out. Wonderful. Wonderful. I can't think of the guy's name. Forgive me. One guy that does music interviews. He doesn't have a podcast, so I'm good with that because I couldn't remember your name right now. I'm sorry. It'll come to me right after I'm done here. Of course, Paula Nelson does Willie's Roadhouse, and her sharing stories and the one that Raylan has got me into it too. So all these people kind of made me think. Oh, Nikki Williams with her paranormal Kansas City, that I've been on her podcast many times, got me to do this. So this lighthearted approach, I started wanting to tell stories, is great. But right now it's more important, I think, that I want to talk about something really special about love, kindness, and treating your fellow human being, right? We're all going through this. And we're all going to be upset. You know, fight or flight kicks in. I don't care what your political beliefs are. I'm always out for people. Always out for people. I'm a very humanistic person. I'm not a political person. But you get that fight or flight. And sometimes the littlest thing, I know this because I've been through people with severe illnesses. And I think we've all kind of been thrown that same feeling, like if somebody's dying or you could die, or, you know, you're going through somebody with something. That's what we're all going through right now. It's when the normal reality isn't enough. And whatever positive thing you can do to help yourself, to distract you a little bit, do it. Read a book. Doesn't have to be one of my books. Listen to an album. Doesn't have to be one of mine. Do whatever it takes to escape a little bit of each day, something you love doing in a safe way. And again, going back to life, the things you can control, wear a mask, avoid large crowds, think about your situational awareness. Okay, that's the biggest thing. Situational awareness is very much a thing that you can control. So, all of you out there, Be good to one another. You know, everybody's going through this, and sometimes your knee-jerk reaction is just to want to say what you feel and say, "Well, Pilgrim, I don't think that's the right thing." That's John Wayne. I love John Wayne. "Well, Pilgrim, I don't think that's what I feel. You're going to invade my space. That's my pack of hamburger buns." It's, come on, the stupidest shit setting people off, you know. Don't let it do it. You're better than that. We're all better than that. Love you guys. Be good. And we'll do another podcast sometime soon here. I'd like to do a few interviews coming up. I'm trying to arrange that. This next month could be where things get really bad or really good. There's not going to be any in between. This is not your normal summer of routines. You know, I think we as a people all go through holidays and you hit different things like Easter, Christmas, blah, 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 birthdays, blah. And it's a continual rotation of a cycle. What was that Willie Nelson song? "Circles and cycles, things that we've all seen before. Let me tell you some more." Let me tell you some more. Life ain't always like that. So, you know, be aware that things aren't going to go the way you want to this summer. But do little things to keep yourself busy and alive. Okay, I've talked about hopefully something that was important for 32 minutes and 70 odd seconds, and I'm going to get going. Check out my friends, Jen Wertz, Rusted Root, or her regular band. Check out the Evergreens, a Johnstown band, two great ladies. Check out Paula Nelson, Raylan Nelson, and Lucas Nelson. Check out Casey Christofferson Band, great band. There's a bunch of others. Those are just my top six every day I look forward to. And oh, and before I go, check out Paula's chickens. Every day I'm watching these chicken videos, and I love it. I love it. It's just, they're so cute. They're so cute. I had a baby duck one time. I'll tell you guys about it some other time. But Paula Nelson has these baby chickens, and this is all the good we need in the world right now. Those kind of things. God bless you. Love you all.